My name is Teresa Stannard, and today is Friday, October 2nd, 2009. I'm sitting with Mr. Lawrence Tisch in the Parchment Community Library. And Mr. Tisch, what is your full name?
Lawrence Ezra Tisch.
And when and where were you born?
Born in Chelsea, Michigan, 1719.
Okay.
I'm a little old.
And where do you live today? Are you in Parchment?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how long have you lived here?
Well, to begin with, I've lived here off and on since 39.
Oh, wow.
And I went to Western from from mansion, and a couple of years, and then I joined the Navy.
Mm-hmm. And then, what did you do after the war?
After the war,
mm-hmm.
Well, I was in the Navy for 9 years.
Oh, nine!
I didn't get out until 1950.
Okay.
My wife had come. Well, I got transferred in 1948 from Norfolk to a new ship called the Worcester, and my wife came home, built a house on Glendale. When I got out of the Navy, the house was done. She'd done all the work herself, by herself. So.
Wow, it's remarkable.
Yeah, I think it is. It was. Yeah.
Yep.
So we lived there for about 10 years. I went to work for the Upjohn Company, the 1st of June, 1950.
Okay.
For a dollar an hour.
And what did you do for Upjohn?
Oh, you got a little while? I did quite a few things. But anyway, I was in the pipe shop for 9 years, and then I was in corporate purchasing for about 19 years.
Okay. Do you have any other family members in the area?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I had four generations going to school here.
Oh, really?
My wife went to school in 35, 36, mm-hmm. 37, and 38. She went to Western.
Okay.
Training school.
Okay.
I have a daughter that graduated in the first class in the new high school.
Okay, here in town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now I had two granddaughters go through school here.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have two great grandsons. One's a senior, one's in the seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
But now, so there's four generations.
Here in Parchment.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Now, would you like to know how that high school got built?
Sure.
I can tell you.
Go for it.
What happened was, got up one morning, had looked at the Sunday paper, and it said Kalamazoo was going to take over Parchment. Ho, ho, ho.
And about what year was that, did you say?
I think, I can't give you direct dates. I think it was around 54.
Early 50s.
Early 50s,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, my wife saw that, and she says, oh, no, they aren't. So she went to the phone, and she called the mayor, who was Art Fitzgerald at the time.
Okay.
He answered the phone and said, well, he hadn't seen the paper, but wait a minute, he'd get it. So he got it, and he said, oh, my God.
It was news to him.
No way. From there, it just bloomed, and
I'll keep going.
We started getting people together, seeing if we could get a high school built, and it took a lot of work. My wife worked real hard. At the time, I was reading water meters for the city,
mm-hmm.
So I had all the books of everybody's name. My wife sat down and wrote a postcard personal to everybody on that list.
Wow.
That's when the mill was changing from doing everything to putting it back on the parchment. So there was a lot of people on that list.
Mm-hmm.
We had meetings. In fact, I forgot how it came up. But anyway, one Christmas day, I think it was around 55, 56, somewhere in there. We had a meeting at Art Fitzgerald's house, and it got to the point where consumers had sold a piece of property between us, between Parchman and Kalamazoo, for a dollar, so we'd be contiguous and they could take us over. So what we did in that meeting on Christmas, I think it was either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, my wife says, let's call the governor, who was Soapy Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Art Fitzgerald said that he'll never answer the telephone, and my wife says, let's try. He called, and guess who answered the telephone? Soapy Williams. He answered it on Christmas. He said, I don't know what to tell you what to do, but the Attorney General is in the Upper Peninsula on vacation. I'll get a hold of him, and he'll probably call you back. It wasn't a half hour, and he called us back.
How about that?
How about that? It was unreal.
Yeah.
And he said, they can't take you over. He says, don't worry about it. They have to have an election. Both Parchman and Kalamazoo have to admit to the deal.
Okay.
To take over Parchman. So that came to election. We had several meetings trying to get we had to elect a new school board. The present school board at that time had sold the property that they had bought previously to for a high school. It's now the Catholic Church. So we had to find more property, which we found, which the school is on now. Then we had to elect a new school board. We had to have the elections between Kalamazoo and Parchman. Even the mayor of Kalamazoo came out and talked to us. Parchman offered too much. He couldn't give us any more than Parchman did, or not near as much. So I got a committee to see what we could do about electing a new school board, getting a high school started. And what they did, they got a committee, and the committee went around to close areas in looking at schools that were recently built and about the size that we were required to have. And they found one, and they bought the plans for $25,000 instead of going to an architect.
Interesting.
That's how the school got started.
And do you know which school this one was based on?
No.
Okay.
No, it was one that isn't too far away, but I don't remember what it was.
All right.
Got the school built. I forgot how much it was. I don't remember the price. It was a pretty good price, the original school. We had a lot of help from a lot of good people. And there's been a lot of good people on the school board ever since, because it's a darn good school.
It is.
And one of the people that helped us a lot was a friend that I worked with at Upjohn by the name of Bob Heasley. The Heasley family has had quite a bit to do.
Yes, they have.
also, and there was another guy. The guy was a coal salesman, but I can't remember his name. Every time we'd have a meeting, we'd wind up having a beer down. But anyway, we had a lot of help, a lot of good help.
Yeah.
So my wife was a lot, awful lot of help. She spent a lot of time on it. And of course, I was working, so I didn't have a lot of time to do it. But my daughter graduated in first class. We weren't about to let her go to one of the Kalamazoo schools.
Yeah, now it sounds like that was what really got the school started, was Kalamazoo said, "If you know, you should join with us because we can give
you school." The school was the issue.
Yeah, and so that prompted Parchment to build its own.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and we moved, I retired and we moved away, we moved to Traverse City. And we lived there for 30 years.
Oh, my. And now you've come back.
Yeah, we got old and had relation. My mother-in-law lived here. She worked at the mill. My father-in-law worked at the mill.
Mm-hmm.
Jean worked in the office before we were married at the mill.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked at, I retired from Upjohn in 78. So, we've been around a little while. I don't remember much about the school board. That I know this. We got rid of the one that sold the property.
Yeah, they must have thought there was no hope of getting a school built, so that's why they sold the property. Do you know why they sold the property?
I don't want to say.
Oh, okay.
One of those things.
All right. Well, let's see.
But we had a lot of good help.
Well, I've noticed with this town, it's a town where everybody seems to jump up and pitch in.
They do.
There's work to be done. There's no shortage of people willing to do it.
Yeah,
which is wonderful. Well, what you said that that Kalamazoo didn't have as much to offer as Parchment did.
Yeah.
And so what were the things that you really liked about Parchment?
Oh, gosh.
Back then
they took care of the roads. They plowed the sidewalks for snow. They took care of the leaves and all that kind of stuff. They had the park.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful park.
Beautiful park.
Yeah.
It was just a good community.
Mm-hmm.
That's why my uncle and aunt built that big house up there.
Mm-hmm. And were there a lot of services downtown? I know there was Belle Isles and the Harding store. Could you get pretty much what you needed here in town?
There was a drugstore on the corner that... apartments up above.
Okay.
The drugstore was Frank Clark owned the drugstore or run the drugstore.
And was that the name of the drugstore? Was it called Clark's?
Clark's Pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And let's see. No, there was Bob Belisle been there forever.
Yeah.
Until just recently.
That's right.
And his wife. I think Bob's got the first nickel he ever earned. He was always there, years and years and years.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a little barber shop. It's still there, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
And let's see, what else?
I know Harding's Grocery's been here a long time, and I heard there was another grocery store down the other way.
Yeah,
a little one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there was. I forgot the name of that one.
Somebody gave us a yardstick that has the name of that grocery store on it. I think it's called something like Perdix. I'm close.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Can't remember it.
Yeah.
I mean, none of the things were here, like the shopping center down there.
Strip mall couldn't have been here. Yeah.
Just.
Was there ever a movie theater in town that you know
not
of?
Not that I know
not
of.
Not here in Parchman?
Not here, no.
But with the park, I know there were lots of baseball teams.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, company teams and
yeah.
local teams.
Yeah, in fact, I played on one years
Which one
ago.
Did you play on? Which team? Was it a company team?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Atlas Press.
Atlas Press.
That's when Atlas Press. I worked there in the summer. I had a summer job.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked there in the summer, but and then I decided that the draft was pretty close.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of a hard head, so I decided I'd make up my mind. So I joined the Navy.
Yeah, rather than getting
That was
drafted.
Before the war started.
Yeah. And then you stayed in the Navy, say, 9 years?
Yep.
9 years.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't find a job, and I finally got one at Upjohn.
Yeah.
And so I just, when my time was up in the Navy, I just said, well, I'm going to work. Start all over.
Now, you worked at Upjohn, but you knew people who worked here at the mill.
Oh, yeah. My mother-in-law worked in the mill.
Yeah.
My father-in-law was a pipe fitter in the mill.
Yeah. And what did they say about it? Did they like working there? Did they feel they were pretty well taken care of?
It was pretty good. Everybody seemed to enjoy it. There was no problems. Uncle Jake treated them pretty well. So
Okay. Apparently
everybody was happy.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, well,
and I was happy working for Upjohn. There wasn't a better place in the United States.
Boy, I've heard that from a lot of people who used to work there.
No, it's...
not.
I had an office in the office building. I had a lot to do with that building.
Mm-hmm.
We had $45 million in that building. They tore it down and hauled it away. It was a beautiful building, and I just couldn't. I couldn't drive by there.
Yeah. Well, it was
that's the world.
Yeah, a lot of good work went into it.
Oh yeah.
A lot of good work went into it.
Upjohn was as honest as anybody I see.
Yeah, that's the thing with family ownership. You get the family that built the place, and then it changes when
I know
ownership
everybody.
Changes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just a worker. I knew the president, the vice presidents. I knew everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So it hurts.
Of course it does.
Most of those guys are dead. Of course, Pete Parrish is still around. My wife went to school with most of them.
Really?
At State High, yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Sue Parrish.
Yeah.
She was in classes with Sue. She knew Sue real well. One of the Gilmores.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot her name.
Mm-hmm.
She knew her real well.
Okay. And you say they went to high school together in...
State High.
That must be Kalamazoo. I don't know State
yeah.
High.
Well, it was Western's training school.
Oh.
They quit that. I don't remember what year it was.
So that was sort of a high school that fed into Western.
Right. Yeah, they took a lot of Western's classes.
Okay. See, yeah. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, they kind of have that program now, but it's not the same.
Well,
it's not a high
from
school.
From the 10th of the 11th and 12th graders from Parchman went to State High or Central.
Okay.
My two brother-in-laws went to school here.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one brother-in-law living that he quit in the 9th grade, mm-hmm. and went to Western, or State High.
Huh.
And I can tell you why. Because we had an athletic teacher down here that he was afraid of.
Oh, my.
And he quit school to go to Western in the ninth grade. He wouldn't go here anymore. The guy, I don't know whether I should say this or not. I forgot his name. I've met him.
Oh, I see.
He killed his wife and himself.
Oh, dear.
Living up on Park Avenue, a little ways from my aunt.
Yeah.
That was a tragedy.
Oh, yeah.
So, here you are.
So he stopped going to school here and went to State High.
Yep, ninth grade. From ninth on. He went through high school there. Then went to Michigan State.
Yeah.
Both of them did.
Yeah. Well, I can see you're a fan.
I'm a fan.
You must be ready for the game this weekend.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter's going there right now.
Is she?
State.
We have a friend that's from Traverse City. She's the women's basketball coach at State.
Oh, okay.
Sue
job.
Merchant.
Okay. I know, I've heard the name.
Susie, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice gal.
Yeah.
Had quite a career.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've known her ever since she went to Central Michigan. So I've been around a little bit.
Well, let's see. What'd you do for fun here in Parchment?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it was the, I'm thinking you were here in the late 40s and 50s, and TV was around, but I don't think TV was what everybody went home and did.
No.
At that point. So you get off work and, you know, what'd you do?
Well, I don't know. I had three jobs, so I...
You didn't get off work.
No, and I still haven't. I don't... later on in the late 50s, we played golf. Gene and I took up golf. We got it. I finally had enough money to do a few things.
Yeah.
Had a little bit more time. Fished a lot because we moved out to North Lake by Kendall.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful little lake.
Yeah.
And then they spoil it by putting fertilizer on the lawns and running big boats on it. So, you know, that spoiled a beautiful lake.
Yes, I
do. But I did fish a lot, played golf, skied, mm-hmm. downhill skiing.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Aspen for probably 15 years when you could afford it.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Mm-hmm.
And played a lot of golf. And when we moved to Traverse City, of course, it was a private road. It's still a private road. And we built 6 houses on that road.
Oh, wow.
See that? One of them cost me my hair, and I'll tell you how. I had a couple guys come and build the basement and frame the house in. I didn't like the floor, so I went down to the lumber company and bought plywood to put on the floor, the main floor, and it was soaking wet. It weighed a ton.
Oh, boy.
And my wife would come down to help me, and she'd be there 5 minutes and be sick as a dog.
Hmm.
Well, I did it all alone, all the inside. I did the electric, the plumbing, the heating, the whole thing. And, I needed help once in a while, and she'd come down and get sick. So I had her to every specialist you could think of. U of M, twice to Mayo's. Nobody could find out what it was. Well, when I finally finished the house, it took me 2 years. I think I made $600. We had to sell the thing because she couldn't live in it.
Oh, my.
And I was sitting on the couch one day in our house, and I run my hand through my hair, and it came out in my hand.
Oh, my gracious.
Oh, yeah. 2 days later, I had no hair. I had one hair right there.
One hair left.
Everything. And I still, this is the only place I have any. I'm letting this grow to see how far it'll go. It just started a couple months ago. So
do you think it was something in the...
The formaldehyde.
Oh, formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde.
Oh,
gosh.
In and that wood, that plywood, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
That you brought, you said it was wet?
It was wet.
See, I was thinking it was just got rained on or something, but no, it had been soaked with formaldehyde.
Yeah, I never even thought about it.
Oh,
you know, it went on and on and on, and all of a sudden my hair fell out. My wife thought I was dying. So dying.
Well, you would wonder
yeah,
what's going on.
Would.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Good grief.
Yeah, it was formaldehyde. And if I don't know, I'm even starting to shave a little bit. I haven't shaved in years, you know. Just all of a sudden, a couple months ago, started growing. But this is the only place it is. I don't have eyelashes or eyebrows.
How about that?
I mean, I lost everything.
Wow.
Yep. Nobody knew what it was. So that's the only thing that could have caused it. Well, they decided, yeah, that probably could have.
Yeah. It just didn't make you sick at the time. Like it made bother your wife
me.
Sick.
You know?
Yep, but it got you.
Got her.
Later.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, she would get sick. Wow. So she couldn't even come in the house.
And well,
a friend of mine owns a house now, and I needed him this summer, so I went down to get him, and his girlfriend said he's in Iraq. This guy is an excellent electrician. I mean, he's one of the top dogs. Somebody came along and got him from Traverse City to go to Iraq and straighten out the electric deals that are killing all these soldiers.
Oh,
and
yes,
stuff.
That's right, yeah.
That's what he's doing.
Wow.
He's working 10 hours a day, 7 days a week. And he ought to be making a lot of money, I hope.
Yeah.
He's a real nice guy, real smart. He's done, he did the casino in Petoskey.
Okay.
He did one in Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah. They sent him out there to run a crew.
Mm-hmm.
Got that done. Then let's see, we did he did another one. I don't remember where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's supposed to be back in March, I hope, because he's a real good guy.
Yeah. Well,
so, and he has one of our houses that we built. That's the one that my wife, that we couldn't live in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nothing to do with parchment. But anyway, we moved back here.
Yeah.
In August of 05, to be near, my mother-in-law died, my granddaughter and family took over my mother-in-law's house, so
mm-hmm.
We moved back here to be near them, and we built a new house on Summerfield.
Oh, okay.
So we live there now.
Oh,
if I could sell it, I can't afford to sell it.
Not right now.
I can't afford
to
lose.
Not too many people can.
I'd be right back up north.
Yeah, you like it up north.
Love
huh?
it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, my mother-in-law lived up there for years and years.
Where
so
at?
Petoskey.
Oh.
She had a little alteration shop there called the Button Box, where she'd alter people's clothes, and they had a little cabin almost on one of the lakes by, I think, Alanson. Ponchawang.
Okay.
Where she was.
Yeah.
Beautiful country.
Oh.
Beautiful country.
You
but,
would.
Just like you said, while during the time she lived there, it went from being just a few houses to just these big jobs going in all around the lake, and then the big boats come and you can't fish.
Can't do it.
And there you are. So I know what you're saying.
Well, Spider Lake was the same. When we bought up, this is another deal. When I got out of the Navy, I had a few days vacation before I had to go to work for Upjohn. And we went up to Traverse City, Spider Lake. Mm-hmm. My uncle owned a place up there. So we went there for a week. And on Thursday, my wife says, you know, we ought to buy a lot on this lake. And I said, Gene, we haven't got any money. I had $12 in my pocket to get back home here. So we had our daughter and one of her girlfriends with us. Anyway, we went over to see this realtor, and he took us over on this two-track road. Nobody was buying property then. Mm-hmm. So we bought a lot. And I didn't even have the down payment, which was $20. I had to have enough to get home on. Of course, you could buy gas, you know, for a quarter a gallon or something.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a problem. But anyway, we bought this lot, and I had $420. And I thought, God. Oh, for a house, oh, for a lot, you know, oh, man. Anyway, that lot, you have no idea what it's worth on Spider Lake. That was a beautiful lake, like you say. Mm-hmm. And we were on a private road. There was three summer places on it. Nobody else lived on it. Now it's guys coming in here building. The last one was, I think, probably around $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just, we gave one house to our daughter. She's living there. Beautiful spot. Sandy beach. You look out, you see the biggest part of the lake. There's an oil well in the middle of it, but it's 5,500 deep.
Mm.
So we're all getting a little money from oil. Not much. They're giving us a bad. They aren't. They're a lousy bunch of people, those oil people. Mm-hmm. I've known them for years because, I'll tell you, I bought all the oil for Upjohn.
When you were a purchaser.
Yep.
Yeah.
Purchasing department.
Yeah.
And I got stuck with that 1973 deal, and yeah, tell me about it.
Well, I'm going to wrap us back to Parchment and ask just a couple more questions.
Fine.
About Parchment. What would you like people to, I'm not sure quite how to phrase that, what would you like people to remember most about Parchment, or what is your favorite aspect of Parchment? What did you like best about living there?
Oh, I imagine the handling of the park.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably. I can remember on the 4th of July, everybody got a book of matches.
Oh, my goodness.
And there would be a lot of people there.
Yeah.
They'd have a program, you know.
Yeah.
And at a certain time, everybody lit a match. And
uh-huh.
That was something to see.
Boy, that would be. Now, was that in the 50s that they would do that? That
yep.
You remember? That
yep.
Was the 50s?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
That's a lovely memory. And I hadn't heard that one. I've seen programs from some of the July 4th things, and so it would list what they did.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen
that. That was
that's
one.
That's a lovely thing.
Yeah.
Would that be before the fireworks would start? Then it'd be dark, probably, when they would do that.
It was just about getting dusk, you
just
know.
What
it was quite a sight.
I bet it would be beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing. I guess, most of the people were, there was a few people against the school. We had one, a doctor's daughter, or doctor's wife. She was helping us to begin with, And finally she figured out that she couldn't run the show, so she went against us, one of those deals, you know.
Yes.
Okay, I won't mention any names. But anyway, you always run it. You got to have 5% of jerks.
Well, it's just...
It isn't interesting if you don't.
That's right. That's what makes life interesting.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
So that's one of the things I remember. And of course, that house is... It was fantastic.
That your brother and sister, and I'm sorry, aunt and uncle.
Aunt and uncle. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a beauty from the outside. I've not seen it.
Well, it's been there 71 years.
Yeah, and it just is lovely.
That house, every stick of wood in that house was selected personally.
By your uncle?
No. By the contractor. The contractor was a friend of my uncle's. His name was William Little. Now, that's a long time ago, but I can remember his name. And it was just a fantastic house. My uncle died shortly after they moved in.
Mm-hmm. But it was your uncle who commissioned the house to be built.
Right.
He didn't move into somebody else's home.
No. That was, there's okay. been, I've heard all kinds of stuff about the house, you know, this and that. And it kind of got to me when it was in the paper, was Uncle Jake's. And I thought,
yeah.
How in the hell can they get it all wrong? I mean,
I know there aren't
people around that know all these things because, you know, I'll be 91 and I don't know.
Well, I'm glad to correct it, and I'll let the paper know. We have a few people that we know who work there.
So does my
just
wife.
Saying, don't do that again. I mean, it's too late to correct it now.
Well,
I'm sure they're not going to put a correction in,
no.
but just so they know not to
repeat
the mistake.
And it just kind of got to me, you know.
Well, sure, you know.
How could they do this?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, they say it's a nice house and assume it must be Mr. Kindleberger's. But
yeah. Yeah, that's one of the things I remember. It was just a small community, and there was a dime store across the street. I forgot whose it was. Don't remember.
Yeah, from what I understand, you could get pretty much what you needed.
Yeah.
Here,
yeah.
within reason, everyday-to-day things you could.
Yeah.
Were there any medical facilities here? Was there a dentist or a doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah?
In the brick house down there on the corner across from the garage, he was my dentist.
Okay, so there was a dentist right here.
Yes, there was. Yeah.
Okay.
The doctors, I used them. Probably Portage at that time because I worked out in Portage.
But if you needed one, there was.
There was
close.
I think the guy was an osteopath.
Okay.
And he was in the building above where the Bob Belisle and.
Okay, in the Belisle building.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as far as doctors, and the dentist was, seems like it was Palmer, but he was on the school board, by the way, one of the good guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, that school board's had a lot of good people on it over the years.
It has lately, recently. I imagine it's, you know, when they voted for this new addition, I was one of the guys that voted for it. I mean, come on, we need the school, you know, this is it.
So, and it seemed a very practical plan. They weren't trying to tear it down and start new.
Yeah.
Let's take what we've got, get what
make
we need.
Make it right.
Yep, get what we need. And make the money work.
The school board had to work on it.
Yeah.
They had a lot of work to do.
Sure. Well, it turned out great.
It did. I went through it after they got done, and I was surprised.
Yeah. So, I think it looks just grand.
It's a good school system. I'm glad I got one that's a senior this year. I get mad at him. He's smarter than He's smarter than hell, but he's an independent little cuss. He isn't little, he's 6'1".
Yeah.
He went right by my wife about that far. But this year he's getting all A's, but he just wouldn't hand in his work. He'd do the work, wouldn't hand it in. Damn. Come on, you know? But then the other one, he's smart too. He's taken advanced math. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me about it. I said, don't tell me about it because I don't think I'm smart enough to do this math anymore. I'm having problems with my own problems.
Well, it's great. It sounds like thanks to you and a lot of people way back then, we've had an excellent school.
Yeah.
For our kids, and it's still doing the jobs.
So yeah, they're doing great.
That's something
great.
To be proud of, I think.
Yeah.
Real proud of. Not just your grandkids, which are terrific, but everything that's happened there.
I feel real good about what you can give to the community if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm too old.
Look what you just gave us today.
Well, yeah. But
so it's still happening. Still happening.
Yeah. Well, if there's anything else, I don't know what I can tell you.
Well, I think that'll wrap it for today.
Okay.
So I'm going to hit the stop.